Okay. Now then, this is always a challenge here, but I think that's good right there. And that's good right there. Hello. And of course, we don't want to clip now, do we? Now we have our audio. This is our audio for the TriCaster and the audio for the damn thing. And the damn thing, I think we got that straight. Let's check out the music here because, you know, yesterday it just came on too fucking loud, man. What the fuck is this? Is this that blue wave thing? Let me see, man. That'll work. Oh, fuck. That behind me is the Indian Ocean on the way to the hotel in the Maldives. Those are my adventures, you know. That was in the Indian Ocean. Went right under that bridge and then on our way to the hotel. I forget the name of the hotel. And as I said to anybody that asked, it's beautiful. The Maldives is absolutely gorgeous. If I lived in Australia, even if I lived on the east coast of the United States or if I lived in Europe, it would be a trip worth taking. It's really pretty. It doesn't hold a candle, in my opinion, to the South Pacific, to Fiji, where I went. So given the choice, I'd go to Fiji or Tahiti or something like that. I mean, you know, if you get the bread and you get the time. The one thing I did see that I really dug was Dubai. I saw the Middle East. I mean, the UAE. I like Dubai, and I like the old town of Dubai. And yes, it's a Muslim country, but yes, there is booze because they know that tourists like to drink, and I'm no exception, but I did order a drink in, I forget where I was, but it was like down the street in some hotel, and they didn't put the right booze in it, or I don't think they put any booze in it, to be honest with you. I keep seeing a pair of pants on the floor. I don't know what they're doing there, but I think it's my cat. And I know it isn't. All right, so what do we got here, man? Kind of a dry throat tonight? Oh, fuck.
Hi, this is Harley Warren. Hi, Mr. Henry, it's Harley Warren. I don't know if you remember me, but I called earlier on your program.
No, I don't, sir.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Famous Phil Henry Show. Hello. It doesn't.
It doesn't really matter. It's a matter of opinion.
So, who's the guy that's Mark Davis? Is that the guy that owns the Las Vegas Raiders with the weird haircut? What's with that haircut? What the fuck? Very bizarre. Very fucking bizarre, man. I'm watching this Tennessee. I mentioned it on Twitter. I'm watching Tennessee and Notre Dame. And the guy that's doing... I mean, I realize you can't be right all the time. And sometimes you're going to get caught. And the thing about doing commentary, color commentary, or being the expert analyst, as they say, is you say shit, and sometimes you sound stupid, or you're wrong. In this instance, the guy says, you know, if I'm in the Tennessee dugout right now, this guy's, I think Tennessee was ahead, and they're playing Notre Dame. Tennessee was favored to win the tournament. If I'm in the Tennessee dugout right now, I stick with this pitcher. I like his stuff. I don't think they've got anybody better on the bench or in the bullpen than the guy they got on the mound right now. Then the next two Notre Dame batters hit it out. One home run after another. Two home runs. And I'm like, wow. You couldn't have been more wrong if you'd predicted, like, the Japanese would have bombed Washington, D.C. with it. You know, so to the guy's credit, he just kept right on going. Well, okay, they got a hold of a couple of bad pitches there. And, you know, he didn't try to say anything other than, you know, wow, Notre Dame's kicking their ass now. You know, I thought Tennessee had this game in hand. The only thing they had in hand were their penises. All right. All right.
All right, yeah.
You know, Phil, I said something that I'd said on Twitter, and I want to repeat it here. My wife, Marcy, who I love very much, she's a wonderful gal. You've never met her, have you?
I've not met Marcy, no.
I met her one night at the restaurant, Ted.
Oh, you did? Well, you were in with Patsy, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Well, let me tell you, a finer woman, I'm the luckiest guy in the world to get Marcy. And one of the things that I feature her in the new Ted's of Beverly Hills commercial, this is going to be our new commercial.
Test.
Yeah, I feature her in the new commercial, and I like it. I like it a lot.
Testing. Testies. That's a very old joke in the audio world. Yeah.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. That jingle is so fucking old. It's 20 years old. Here at Ted's, we want to stick the meat in the mouth. Testing 1, 2. When I was at Premier Radio and doing my radio show, I told you the famous story. I think I told you the story. They told me I had to start beeping that jingle, which is about as, you know, you know radio was on the fucking slide when you had to start beeping that shit. So instead of beeping, we want to put our beep in your mouth, which would have been the logical thing, you know. We beeped out, we want to put our meat in your beep, you know, which I liked. I don't think anybody complained. They said, well, that's vulgar. Well, we beeped it, didn't we? You always know that's the Ted kitchen because the guy says, what's he saying there? Yeah, I don't know what the guy's saying, but sounds good to me. Testing one, two. Okay, so that's groovy. This is groovy.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on.
Nothing. Nothing at all. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Folks, Phil Hendry here for the... Wait a minute.